Many parents don't read enough to their children, and research shows that literacy gaps emerge in kids as young as 18 months. WHYY's Sarah Hoover reports on what some doctors are doing to keep infants and toddlers from falling behind.
Dr. Elena Huang examined 17-month-old Keith Patrick at the Karabatz Pediatric Care Center in West Philadelphia. Like any kid 6 months to 5 years old, he gets a new book at every checkup.
So you remember we've given him books before, and now we try to pick one that it might be some of the things that he's doing, like learning his body parts. So this one says, where's your nose? What does your nose do? And where's your mouth?
That's because this clinic is part of Reach Out and Read, a national nonprofit that partners with medical providers to give free books at doctor's visits. Dr. Trudy Hecker, pediatrician at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, or CHOP, is the medical director for Reach Out and Read Greater Philadelphia.
Those first 1,000 days are the most important for brain development. And to stimulate language, you want to be able to be talking, singing, reading to your baby.
Reach Out and Read has 47 sites in southeastern Pennsylvania that serve more than 40,000 children annually. For sites to qualify for the program, 35% of the kids they serve must come from low-income families. But doctors hand out books to all kids coming in for checkups.
For many of our families, they don't think to have books at that very young age. So it's very unusual for some of our families to have books in the home and to have the ability to think about reading early.
Hecker founded the Philadelphia program almost 20 years ago. One of the first families she worked with was Tamia Howard, who in 1996 was pregnant with twin daughters.
I was high risk. I was also told that one of them wouldn't make it. And she told me she would do everything she could, and she did.
Now 19, twins Tamara and Tierra Kennedy were born 12 weeks early and underweight. One was medevaced to CHOP.
One got better. She came home. The other one stayed in the hospital for almost a year.
Howard took the girls to day hospital, which was all day, Monday through Friday. When the girls were 8 months old, Dr. Hecker started the Reach Out and Read program.
She told me there was a big program where they can get books inside the doctor's office. And I'm like, books? They're only little kids. But she used to tell me all the time, no matter how old they were, just keep reading books. And I would buy books, little books, and just read.
It's not just about a feel-good program.
Dr. Hecker says the program makes sense from a medical perspective.
It actually is changing brain growth. Neurons are developing at about 700 neural cells per second in those first 3 years of life. If they're not stimulated by us talking to our children, reading to them, engaging with them, those are pruned back.
Other doctors told Howard her daughters would likely struggle intellectually.
I had one doctor that told me that no matter what you did, your kid would probably be 50% to 80% delayed. And I'm like, no, that's not possible.
Tierra Kennedy says without their doctor always pushing them to read, her and her sister would probably be one of those preemie statistics.
If we didn't have her, I think we would be like behind a little.
Her sister Tamara says the program played a big role as they grew.
I think it did have an impact because it improved vocabulary and writing out sentences and stuff like that.
Both girls attended magnet high schools, and this fall, they headed off to college on academic scholarships. Research shows the program improves school outcomes. Howard says she probably wouldn't have read to the girls that early.
It got to a point where all they wanted to do was go to the doctor's office because they could get the books.
She says the program influenced her parenting, but it also helps communities without bookstores and serves some parents who may not have graduated high school.
This is a change. And it was one of the things that I really liked about the doctor's office. They were bringing change in a community that really needed it.
Dr. Hecker says one reason doctors are involved in pre-literacy is because they're a consistent voice in children's early years.
We see kids at many ages, so we get to know them very well. They look to us for trusted guidance on diet, nutrition, safety, development issues. And so this is absolutely a natural extension of that.
And the pediatrician is still handing out books.
Great. Hi, guys. Hi, Janaya. How are you? And there's Taylor. I have a book for each of you. Do you like books, Taylor? Look, Janaya, this is a new one. We just got this.
For WHYY News, I'm Sarah Hoover.